This message was preached during the year 2013 Laborers Convocation with the theme, The Same Jesus. It was held between 30th October and 2nd November 2013 at Nisi Training and Retreat Center, Kaduna, Nigeria. For further inquiries on this and other messages, please contact Refuge Media at Trinity Methodist Shopping Arcade, No. 1 Constitution Road, P.O. Box 7332, Kaduna, Nigeria. Telephone 0703-456-8035, 0805-845-5719, email info@theplaceofrefuge.org, website www.theplaceofrefuge.org. May you discover Christ afresh as you listen in Jesus' name.
We're going to take hymn number 1 to worship Him as we commence this convocation this year, the Laborers Convocation. We're going to praise Him, Jesus, our Blessed Redeemer. We're taking hymn number 1, you see, hymn 1. The pagination is a bit a problem today, but you see page 3. Hymn number 1. Right, thank you, sir. Is the organ going to help us? Praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guide His children. Want to go? To go, praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, oh, and His wonderful love proclaim. Oh, I am a King of glory. Sing, honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, that is them for the long road. Praise Him ever in joyful song. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, for our sins, sovereign and heaven God, holy, our Lord, hope of eternal salvation, Jesus, the crucified, praises Jesus to God, our sorrows. Praising the Lord is excellent greatness. Praising, praising, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus the Blessed Redeemer. You like to wave your hand to the Lord as we take the chorus again. Praising, praising, tell love His excellent greatness. Praising, praising, ever in joy. One more time. Praising, praising, tell love His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever is joyful. Amen. Just say one word to the Lord this afternoon. Just worship Him. Thank Him for bringing us together again. Thank Him for His loving kindness. Thank Him for His constant, unfailing love. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. It was for our sins He suffered, He bled and died. He is our rock. He is our hope of eternal salvation. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the one that died and rose again. He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. The same Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we give you praise this afternoon for loving us, for bringing us together, for bringing us into this convocation again this year. We return thanks, we return praise, we return every adoration, for we know you are faithful, you are our God who never fails, who never changes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. Take all the glory. Take all the glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father, we are grateful to you. We thank you for journey mercies you granted all of us. We thank you for your eyes of mercy that have been turned towards us. We thank you for the grace that have brought us to where we are. We thank you for your constant faithfulness. We can trust you because you never fail. Thank you. This evening we have gathered. And as we kick off this convocation, we ask that you will dominate this meeting. We ask that your presence will fill us up individually and corporately in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we want to thank you for your hand upon our lives, upon our leaders, upon all those that you have raised to lead us. We are grateful to you. And this evening, Lord, as we go ahead, looking at this same Jesus, we ask that our eyes of understanding will be opened and that we will see Him again. We will see Him in His glory. We will see Him in His beauty. And we will see Him in His simplicity. Thank you, Father. Take the glory right now. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated. And may the Lord bless you. I'd like to welcome you onto this convocation this year. We thank God for how He has led us in the course of the year onto the point at which we have now reached and this convocation gathering. You will notice that we have slightly changed the caption of this meeting from holy convocation to laborers' convocation. This is not that this meeting is less holy. It is still a holy convocation. Are you hearing me? But now it's the holy convocation of laborers. Because we sense that every man that have been saved and brought into the kingdom of God, they were brought to labor. They were brought in to serve. You were saved to do what? To serve. So we're going to be looking at this simply because we sense the direction God is beginning to emphasize is that this meeting must continue to grow, not only for eaters, but for sowers. Yes, there will be people that by the grace of God, you will be edified, you will be blessed, you will be instructed in the way of the Lord. But you are not going to stop there. You are going to take your own space in God's vineyard as a laborer. Hallelujah. You are going to learn principles of laboring in the kingdom of God. You are going to learn God's focus on those that He is calling to labor with Him. So this year, as we particularly began to focus on laborers, that meant there's going to be some further insight, further depth that the Lord will be leading us into. But while we do that, I want you again to note, set your heart that you have come to meet the Lord. Isn't it? Determine that you get nothing less than the Lord in your life this time. I want you to pray that God will visit you particularly. He will visit you deliberately. And by the time we are leaving, He will have released you unto greater service, more effective labor in the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Our theme, the same Jesus. The same Jesus. But for this opening charge, I just want to welcome you to the presence of the Lord. And that as we do that, we trust that the shower of His glory will come upon our lives together in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 1. The book of Acts chapter 1. Just for this brief charge this evening before we conclude for this evening. Acts chapter 1. Are you in Acts chapter 1? Right. I would like you to please look at verse 9, verse 10, verse 11. And when He has spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you in heaven, into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen Him go into heaven. May the Lord open our eyes to see Jesus, to see Him in every respect, to see Him in every dimension. Because it is as we see Him that we ourselves will be transformed into the very, very likeness of it, from one degree of glory to another. Even by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. What are we going to be looking at as we gather during we see him too and teach like he taught and live our lives as he lived. While we go on in the course of this convocation, we will be constantly, oh my brothers, I hope you are helping me on that side, right? We'll be considering the personality, the purpose, and the person that we can see in Christ Jesus as a pattern for our own lives. As a pattern for our own lives. But I just want to begin this evening. We'll read a couple of passages. Just a couple of passages, and we shall draw conclusion to pray. This same Jesus. I want to begin tonight by looking at the person of Jesus. We're going to look at the person of Jesus. And I'd like you to draw very quickly into scriptures. We're going to read few scriptures like this. Hebrews chapter 1. We'll read Hebrews 1. We'll read Philippians. And we'd like to read Revelation. This will be sufficient as an opening charge for tonight. I want you to read Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews 1. Are you already flipping your Bible to Hebrews chapter 1? Right. I want you to get to Hebrews 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, as in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of the glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten you? And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he says, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he says, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, for thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But the which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand, until I make thy enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? May God bless his word to our hearts, even this afternoon, in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I ask you to read Revelation chapter 1 before we take a brief thought tonight, and then I ask you to pray with me. Revelations, we just read chapter 1 a bit, and then we shall commence our study. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Would you like to quickly move to verse 4? John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. What do you say to that? Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Verse 11. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest written in a book, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. May the Lord bless his word as we begin to look at this same Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. May I say a few things this evening, just to kick us off as we begin to pray. The Bible says, and I want you to hear this, the Bible says, God at sundry times, in diverse manners, at different places, he spoke to our fathers by the prophets. So there is a lot that all the prophets that God used in time past had to say. They said so much. But you know, as I continue to look at the Word of God closely, and as I continue to study, I really discover that all the prophets, beginning at Moses, until John the Baptist, all the prophets, they had only one message. And their message, even though it was anticipatory.
That is,
they were looking forward. But all that they were speaking about, all that they wrote about, all that they were searching and searching to see was Jesus. All of them prophesied. Some of them were speaking as if it would be made manifest in their generation. Until God told some of them and said, sorry, the issue I'm raising with you, you will sleep with your fathers. It is not given unto you to see it happen in your day. But they all closed their eyes in great expectation, looking for when they will see the manifestation of Jesus, the Son of Man. So all prophets in the Old Testament, all of them, without any exception, they were all speaking, they were all anticipating, they were all longing for his day. Even Jesus Christ said, even Abraham rejoiced at seeing my day. All of them. So let me first note with you that even if you were to be an Old Testament prophet, if you were a correct prophet, Jesus will have been your theme. Jesus will have been your message. Jesus will have been your focus. Jesus will have been your expectation. To specialize in something else, and it is not Jesus, honestly, is to be a false prophet. Is to be speaking amiss. Is to be focusing on something contrary to the divine purpose and divine pursuit and divine personality that God is introducing to our generation. May I say to you that right from Genesis chapter 1, everything was about Jesus. And when Genesis chapter 3 came and serpent came interrupted things, God's answer, God's solution, and God's promise, even to the woman, was Jesus. Do you remember that? It was Jesus. So all through, it had been Jesus. But now, the Bible says, God, who spoke in diverse manners, in different ways, at different times to our fathers by the prophets, in these last days, what has he decided to do? He has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. So permit me just this evening to introduce to you who is this Jesus. Who is this same Jesus? That's all I'm doing tonight. Who is this Jesus? Let's spend a bit of time. We cannot talk about him exclusively and exhaustively even tonight. The whole of our meeting will not be sufficient to deal with the personality of Jesus. But let's begin. Let's just talk about Jesus this evening. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's look at Jesus. Let's consider who is this Jesus. And I'll just follow the scriptures that we have read very simply, maybe without much amplification because of time. But I'm trusting that even in this short moment, your eyes of understanding will open. You will see Jesus. Tell somebody by your side, I will see Jesus. You know those two men? They came all the way. They were Greek. They came to meet with Andrew. With Philip. And Philip went and told Andrew. And Philip and Andrew went and met Jesus. The people only came with one request. What was their request? They said, sir, we will see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. Zacchaeus climbed to the sycamore tree with only one request. What was his request? I want to see Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood for 12 years did all she could. All so that she can do what? Can see Jesus and touch him. The reason is because when any man sees Jesus, something changes about them. When any man encounters Jesus, he has encountered life. He will no longer be in darkness. He will no longer be under the oppression of Satan. Jesus is God's answer, is God's solution to every need, to every challenge, to every conflict, to every complication that you are going through. Jesus is God's answer for you. Tell somebody again, you will see Jesus. The Bible said, in this last days, God has spoken unto us by His Son. His Son. Hallelujah. We have no argument about that, but let me note with you that Jesus is the Son of God. He's the only begotten Son of God. Hallelujah. And it is because He is the only begotten Son that we can also become children of God. That's why we are not just slaves. We are not just ordinary servants. Because He is the Son and He has made us join us with Him. We also, those who have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, the Bible said to them, He gave them power to do what? To become sons and daughters of God. And if sons, then we are heirs. Then we are heirs. Let me first note with you that Jesus is not just a prophet. Even though everything that all prophet ever had, the Bible said, out of His fullness, we have all received. Are we together? All prophets, they were derived from Him. So if you say Jesus is a prophet, actually, He's the prophet of all prophets. But we want to note with you that He is not just a prophet. He is the Son of God. The implication of Him being the Son of God is difficult for us to discuss in few minutes. But let me say to you that when Jesus said, when He called God His Father, do you remember that the Jews, the Sanhedrin Council, those people that were knowledgeable in the scriptures, they reacted. Who knows their reaction? They said, when He calls Himself, when He calls God His Father, He maketh Himself what? Equal with God. May I say to you, He did not make Himself equal with God. He was actually equal with God. I don't know that you are hearing me. He is not making Himself. That exactly is who He is. The Bible says equality with God essentially is His. He is equal with God. You will see as I'm reading the scripture very quickly, you see who is this Jesus? He is the eternal Son of God. And the only way to put it that He is God the Son. Hallelujah. Between Him and God, there is essentially no difference. He is God. You are going to confirm that. But we are going to confirm that as we study a little further. He has spoken unto us by His Son, whom He has appointed. What? What? Heir of how many things? May I pray that God will help you to understand this afternoon that He has been appointed heir, the inheritor, the owner, the legal owner of all things. When we talk of Jesus, we're not just talking of a mere man. The truth of the matter is that it has pleased the Father that all things, all creation, whether on earth, underneath the earth, or in the heavens, it has pleased the Father that all things should belong to Him. All things. You cannot access anything of God until Jesus signs it. Please hear me now. He has been appointed as what? The heir of how many things? All things. Which means, if there is anything you want to access, or you want to collect anything, if He does not authorize it, you cannot take it. This is the reason that it is only in His name and by His name that everything finds expression. May the Lord help you to know that. Those who do not have the Son, those who have not agreed with the Son, they have blocked their destiny. They have made it impossible for any good thing to flow into their lives. Any man who is not at peace with the Son, who has not come to be in reconciliation with the Son, he has shot himself in the leg. Please take note of what I said. He has been appointed what? The heir of how many things? All things. We could wait on this and spend the rest of the evening talking about Him, the possessor of all things, the owner of all things. May I inform you all things. All things in heaven, all things on earth, on all things underneath the earth, they have been handed over to Him. In fact, Jesus said, the Father loves the Son, and He has done what? He has given all things into His hands. All things. All things. All things. All things. There is nothing anywhere that you can access without His authority. So when you come to Jesus, you are coming to the heir of all things. You are coming to Him whom God has appointed and put in charge of all things. As I'm talking to you, the whole earth and everything therein is. All peoples, all resources, all things have been handed over to Him. He is been given a name, and that name surpasses all other names. Is above every other title that anybody could ever imagine in heaven or on earth. And it has been ordained that in His name, every knee. May I say to you, brothers and sisters, that this Jesus has been appointed the heir of how many things? All things. All things. All things. Tell somebody, He has been appointed the heir of all things. Please repeat it. Tell Him again. Say, listen, let me tell you how to tell Him. Say, let me tell you. He has been appointed, He's the heir, He's the legal owner
of all things. You can access nothing without Him. You can get nothing without Him. If He does not sign your papers, you are finished. By whom also He made the worlds. All the worlds. So when we talk of this same Jesus, we are not just following a religious leader. Jesus is not a religious leader. Don't let anybody say, well, you are following a religious leader. We are following another leader. No. 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 That's a complete misunderstanding. He's not a leader of a sect. He's the owner of all things. All those who do not follow Him, they are rebels. You are not hearing me at all. Anyone else who does not acknowledge Him as the Lord and Savior, what are they? They are rebels. It is not that they have a right to do what they are doing and say, well, if you like, me, I like to follow Jesus. You, I don't like to follow Jesus. There's no problem. There's problem. The problem is that if anybody refuses, say for example in our country now, refuses to acknowledge the constituted authority in Nigeria and decided to say he is following a different leader and that leader is contrary to our constituted leaders, what do we call him? What is he seeking? You don't remember. Some years ago, even though Nigeria was one, there was a problem. And a different leader rose and pronounced himself as a leader and started a country. What was the accusation? That is a treasonable offense. That he was trying to secede. Am I right? Now listen. Anybody that does not follow Jesus is a rebel. But you see, we are asked in the world. You could try to secede and create a space and create a boundary. But unfortunately, where will you secede? Brother David said, where will I hide? If I go under the rocks, there you will catch me. If I go under the sea, your hand will just pick me up. If I say mountains will fall on top of me, mountains will melt before your eyes. Where can I hide myself? May I say to you, brothers and sisters, He has been appointed the heir of all things. You cannot escape from Jesus. You can't. Every attempt to run away from Jesus, you will only be putting yourself under the rope. This same Jesus is not just leading a small sect. He's not just a leader of Christians. Let's take note of that. He is the owner of the whole world. Even those of us that are following Him, that have come to know Him as Lord, we do not in any way determine the boundary of His government. Of the increase of His government, what did the Bible say? There shall be no end. He has a boundless authority. Boundless government, boundless power. If he did not exercise his authority to bring men down and finish them, it's just because he loves them. It's not that he's incapacitated. May the Lord help you to know this Jesus. Can I go ahead? He is the brightness of the glory of God. He is the brightness of God's glory. When they say the brightness, that is the how do I put that? That the word brightness is an optical word. And they are simply describing that the highest lumens, the highest possible lumens, the highest capacity of the shining of the glory of God is Jesus. When we will go to study in the book of Revelation, you'll be surprised that the Bible talks of Jesus that his shining is stronger than the sun. When you see the light that beams out of his person, the sun will look like a very dull object. What does that imply? His glory is beyond description. The beauty of his glory is beyond explanation. There's nothing we can compare it with. The sun is the strongest light that we have known. But the light of the sun is like ordinary dim light in his presence. Praise the Lord. That's why when he is there, there is no sun. You don't need sunlight when you see him. His light, his light, his light. And his light shines. Darkness nowhere can stand or comprehend it. He is the brightness of God's glory. He is the express image of God's personality. So when we talk about Jesus, please hear me very well. I'm just laying this as a foundation for this evening before we pray together and before I release you. Hallelujah. I hear many people say, they want to follow God, follow God, follow God. No one else, Jesus said, has seen God. Did he say something like that? Say, unless him that came down from heaven. So all those who claim that they want to serve God and they have not come to Jesus, they have not seen God. It is not God that they are serving. I may appear as if I'm very, very serious this evening. I have to be. I need to tell you that Jesus is the only express image of God's personality. Until you have come to Jesus, you cannot see God. And he said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. But before we come to deal with that, may I say to you that the only one that gives us the express imprint of God the Father is Jesus. And outside Jesus, no one has ever seen God for who he is. So all those who follow religion that does not take cognizance of Jesus, they are following a mere fantasy. They are following a man-made arrangement. It's all human conjectures, ideas that they have gathered and put together. May I say to you, no one else anywhere has the revelation of God and has not seen Jesus. It's not true. The only one that perfectly reveals God to us is Jesus. So every time you are pointing men to God, whom do you point men to in essence? You point them to Jesus. When you point men to Jesus, there is no diminution. That is, there is not a little iota of difference between Jesus and who God is. It's exact. Praise the Lord. Exact image of His person. This Jesus is the one that upholds all things by the word of His power. This is very interesting. So when we talk of this same Jesus, we are talking of Jesus who upholds, who sustains all things by the word of His power. After, you know, Colossians 1 says, it says, He is before all things. And it is by Him that all things do what? Consist. Good news to say, it is in union with Him that everything has its proper place. It is Him, by the word of His power, that upholds all things. If He is the one holding all things by the word of His power, supposing He removes His hand beneath all things, what happens to everything? It collapses. Let me again say to you, even though He is not acknowledged, even though many people will not acknowledge Him, they only exist because He's holding them in place. Are you hearing me at all? Please hear me. Everything you see is in place simply because He's holding all things together by the word of His power. Even though He is not acknowledged, even though so many people, they are jumping like this. You know, it's like a baby. Have you ever seen a small child? A small child is jumping on top of the hand of his father, doing like this. Daddy, I can jump. Daddy, I can jump. Forgetting that all this jumping, where is he jumping? It's on the hand of the father. If the father just did like this, what happens to that baby? He will collapse and break his leg and begin to cry. I see the world. I see big men. I see politicians. I see philosophers. They are doing like this. Yeah, talking, shouting, using their foolish mouth to say anything. Unconscious that they actually were standing because his hand is holding them. Let me tell you, even your unbeliever father, your unbelieving friends, all those that are so arrogant, and they are walking up and down as if they are on top of the world, they do so simply because the gracious word of the Lord and the gracious hand of Jesus is holding them in place. You say, how long will He hold them in place? He's holding them in place, waiting and looking when they will acknowledge Him as Lord and their Savior. But that will not be forever. One of these days, He will fold His hand and they will crash land. But at that time, there will be no remedy. What do we need to understand this Jesus? I want you to know that all there is, all that is existing, all that is standing where you see them standing, they do so at His instance. Oh, I pray that I'll be able to make this Jesus as vivid before your eyes as possible. Are you hearing me? Can you talk to me? Who is holding you in place? I said, even though He is not acknowledged, even though He is not recognized the way He should have been recognized, but He is so gracious as to keep everything in shape and in place. And I want to tell you, who is putting Nigeria in place? It is His hand. It is His hand. No one else could have put Nigeria together. No one else. Sometimes when some big men decide to overspeak with their mouth, as if they are standing on their own, and the Lord wants to discipline them a little, what does He do? He just do like this. And they find themselves tumbling until they don't even know where they will land. And He said, well, I kept all of you here because My hand is here. When I remove My hand, you will be finished. May the Lord give us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. But He has done something else. And I need to speak about this very quickly. The Bible said, He had purged our sins. He had purged our sins by His own blood. Himself, He had purged our sins. When we come later, because that's a very critical aspect of what Jesus did that the world needs to know about. He has purged our sins by Himself. And He's now sitting on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Let me quickly say to you, He has purged our sins. He has done something that makes forgiveness possible. He has done something that makes redemption of sinners possible. He did it by Himself so that there will be an open door for those who are sinners, people like me and yourself, that were hopeless, that we may have a hope of redemption. He purged our sins. He made a way for us to be able to come into the beloved, accepted, cleansed, purged, delivered from the power that sin had inflicted on our lives. He had purged our sins. But may I say to you, He is not roaming about. He is now where? Seated. Seated. Where, please? At the right hand of the Majesty on high. Let's note that He is not just a spirit that we are just hallucinating about. He is seated. He has a throne. More and more as I'm reading the revelation of Jesus, I want you to know that He is seated in authority. He is. So when we call Jesus, we're not just talking to the sky. We're not just imagining. We are talking of Him who is real and who is seated
on the right hand of the majesty on high. Can I go on quickly? You don't compare him with angels. The Bible said, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. So, when we talk of Jesus, are we talking of angels? No way. So much, much better than angels. Far, far, far beyond angels. For by inheritance, he has obtained a more excellent name. More excellent name than they. And I wish for you to read your Bible. I won't spend time on that. Verse 5, verse 6 only shows you what is the distance, the infinite distance between this Jesus and the highest of angels. So when people talk about Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel something, excuse me, they stand in no place compared with Jesus. When we mention Jesus, we don't mention angels. Praise the Lord. When we mention Jesus, in fact, the Bible says, for unto which of the angels has God at any time said, thou art my son, this day have I begotten you. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, what was the command? What was the command? Let all the angels of God do what? Worship. So let's agree together that all angels, they worship him. I can inform you that many of the other religious leaders, they worship angels. Eh? Many of them. They say one angel appeared to them, so they started worshiping that angel. They talk of so much of malaikas. And it would make it look like that's all. That's what they're watching. But all malaikas, what do they do to Jesus? They worship. All angels. All angels. They worship him. In fact, there's no time I would have wanted you to have a peep onto what happens in heaven. To see how all angels, the 24 elders, the four beasts, and all creatures of all kinds, how they never keep quiet, day and night, casting down their crowns and rolling on the ground, prostrate, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, power, majesty. Praise the Lord. For the angels, God made his angels. What did he make them? Spirits. Spirits. Small letter spirits. I want you to see. Are you reading your Bible? Small letter spirits. And it ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son. All of you, let's read together. But unto the Son, verse 8, he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Wait. Did you see God? addressing the Son. How does he address him? Thy throne, O God. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Is scepter of righteousness. Is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above all your fellows. Let me go on to verse 10. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. Who is acknowledging the Lord Jesus there? God the Father. So may I note with you, even if you don't acknowledge him, even God acknowledges him. God has accredited to him that he is the one that laid the foundations of the earth, and that everything, they were only the works of his hands. I don't know what you want to do with this Jesus. All angels worship him. God the Father acknowledges him. All beasts, everything under the earth, they bow in adoration to him. Why are you the last to make him your king? Why are you the last? Who are you that you are standing still? What do you have that you are arguing? Who are you? What do you know? What are you consisted of that you are standing still? Who has deceived you to think that there is an essence in you outside him? What has given you that kind of empty boldness, as if you can exist without his power? Where are you traveling in life for many years and you have not started where you ought to start? Your journey will be confused until you start with Jesus. Your destiny has no definition until it defines you. Everything about you will be ordinary jumbles until he organizes you. Every work you lay your hands upon will scatter until he puts his hands there. Why are you the last to make Jesus the king? May I say to you finally, before I ask you to pray this prayer, everything else shall fade. Only Jesus is the everlasting one. Please take note. He said, God was saying to him, he said, they shall perish, but thou remainest. And they all shall wax old as a garment. And as a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. May I ask you, every other thing comes to go. Every other thing fades out. Every other man will finish and perish. The only enduring Lord, the everlasting God, who is, who was, and who will forever be, is this Jesus, this same Jesus. So when the angel stood and said, ye men of Galilee, what are you looking? This same Jesus. Hallelujah! Why did he use the word this same Jesus? Because he doesn't change. He never grows old. He never fades out. He never works old. His principles are forever the same.
What he did 2,000 years ago has never faded. Look at what he said. All the words that Jesus said, is any one of them outmoded? I was wondering, I said, Lord, you said this will happen. And 2,000 years after, it just happened as if you said it yesterday. He said, yes. I speak every word that I've spoken in the light of eternal past, eternity future. There is nothing that Jesus says that will become outfashioned. All technology can only confirm what he said. All discoveries that men are discovering, they are only discovering what he has kept. There's nothing new to him because there's nothing new. Are we together? To you it is new. To him it has always been. Forever, O Lord, your years are the same. You never change. You never lose your power. So I stop here this evening because we're just introducing this same Jesus. This same Jesus who never reduces in power. I think it's Hebrews 13 that says, Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and for how many years? Forever. When I will come back, and we shall begin to deal with the implication of this for our lives, for our ministry, for the way people are preaching and teaching everywhere now. You will understand that this same Jesus is the Lord. I'm going to ask you this moment. You will arise on your feet. I don't know how you want to do so, but we will stand together on our feet. You may want to just contemplate on who this Jesus is and give him praise. You just want to begin by praising that we are not serving a fictitious, man-made philosophy or philosopher. We are serving him who lives. We are not following a mere religious leader. He is not just giving us a religion. He is the heir of all things. When we follow him, we follow the owner of all things. When we acknowledge him, we acknowledge the one that holds all things together. Would you like to worship him? Say something deep in your heart as we are starting this meeting. I want to thank God that Jesus never changed. Jesus remains the Lord forever and ever. He remains the same. Oh, Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Jesus, we bow before you. As we stand in your presence this evening, we first want to acknowledge that you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Oh, you did beyond. You made yourself of no reputation that we, people like us, might be saved. You purged us from all our sins that we may have a space in the will of God. Oh, would you like to say something to Jesus? Say something from your heart. Say something that is deep from your heart. Tell him how you feel about him. Praise his holy name this afternoon. We have come into his presence. We have come to look at his face again. To look at this Jesus. This same Jesus. This same Jesus. He never diminishes. He never reduces. Never loses power. This same Jesus. Whom you see going up, the same Jesus is coming back again. Reke shembo kotari masaila. Mariba sando yekerebosh. Makunda rima sataya rabasaila. this same Jesus. Do you know the truth is this? If not for his hand, if not for his hand, you will have scattered. Even though he is not acknowledged, it is by the word of his power that all things are held together. Nigeria is together because of his hand. Your family is together simply because he's holding it. The entire world has not melted because he's holding it. All about us has shaped because he was holding it. Lord, thank you. Without you, where could we have been? Without you, what will I be? Outside you, I will be a useless non-entity. Thank you, Jesus. Marakashando Robuskura. And it's because of him, it is at his instance that we have all that we have. At his instance, we are where we are today. Give God the praise. It has never been by your power. It has never been by your knowledge. Never been by your wisdom. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, this afternoon. Lift up your hands to him and just say, who is like unto you, O Lord? Who is like this Jesus? What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah! What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah! What manner of man is Jesus? What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He walks upon the sea. He spoke and the dead arose. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. What manner of man is Jesus? Oh, what manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, you walk in this meeting. You are not a mere imagination. You are real. You are real. By your word, all things are held together. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Look at the question the Bible is asking. Why are you the last to bring back the king? Where are you going that all these years you've not given him space to be your Lord? You have tried many things and you have always failed. And Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. How could you keep the Lord of the universe? He who holds all things together, including your tiny life. How can you keep him outside? How long will he know? Is it because he's so gentle that he's treating you as a human being? That's why you are taking his grace for granted. Why are you the last to make him the Lord of your life? Why do you have allegiance with something less than Jesus? Why? Is there a young man more important to you than Jesus? And so you will disobey the Lord only to follow a young man. I suggest to you that what you are doing is not right. The kind of life you have lived is not reasonable. And I don't want us to conclude this meeting unless you will make him the Lord of your life. He even went to the cross to shed his precious blood that you may find a space in the kingdom of God. And you are still making your neck so stiff. Why are you the last? We are going to bow in our prayer. And this night, this is just the beginning of this meeting. Have you been an hypocrite? Have you been paying lip service? Say, these people call me Lord, 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 but their heart is far from me. Are you one of such? Those who claim to be Christians, but inside, you are a sinner man, living for the devil, deceiving the brethren. This evening, why are you the last to make him the Lord? We are going to sing that little song. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. And he is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. And if you are confessing with us that he is the Lord, and you know that there are areas where he has not gained authority, where you have not made him the Lord, where you are secretly deceiving yourself, I'm pretending to be right. Why will you be the last to make Jesus the Lord of your life? Why we sing he is Lord? If you are in this meeting this night, you want to make him Lord. You want to confess to him. You want to say, Lord, enough of struggling with you. Enough of thinking I can make it anywhere else. Some of you have grown a bit old, but you never gave Jesus a chance. Things have not worked. Bring that life to him. He will put it together this evening. We just have that to do for 3 minutes as we sing the song. All those who must make him Lord tonight want to say, Lord, enough of quiet sinner, enough of hiding, enough of struggling with your will over my life, enough of playing religion. I just want to be real. I want you to touch my life. If heaven declares that you are God, if God the Father says you are the one, who am I to keep hiding under anything? As we sing that song, I will just stand before God here. All those who want to make their lives right with the Lord, want to make him Lord, want to make him your Savior, you want to make him your Redeemer, you want to drop all your sin. You just want to tell him, Lord Jesus, I have tried, but I have found that there is no other way. Can you put my life together for me? Let this convocation mark the beginning of your own walk with God. We do that song 3 times. If you are coming, just come out quickly and we shall pray because we have an appointment to end this meeting in another few minutes. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from, and you are Lord. Every knee shall bow, even my own knee. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my friend. Just come. Just step out and say, today, I make you my Lord. God bless you, sir. God bless you. You don't need to struggle anymore. Thank you, my brother.
You are Lord. You are Lord.
Just walk out quickly and say, I must make him Lord today. I can't keep him knocking. I cannot keep him knocking. My knee must bow today. My life must submit. Everything about my life must be handed over to you today.
Every knee,
even my own knee will submit. I can't go on struggling. God bless you quickly. Thank you, my friend. God bless you. Jesus said, they call me Lord, but their heart is far from me. Before you do the last time, please. We are taking the song this last time. Please listen. Please listen. Please listen. He said, they call me Lord, Lord, but their heart is far from me. Something is happening in your heart. Jesus sees it, that you are not sincerely with him. As we take the song this last time, we will be raising our hands to make him Lord. But if your heart is not right with God, just come out quietly and say, today, you must be the Lord of my life. Let's take that song again, brother.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, dear brother. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes you think religion will save you. No. Don't be religious. Make him the Lord of your life. Bring your heart to God and say, today, today, secret area of sin. Every pretense must finish.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Let's do it the last time for the sake of those who need to run down now. After now, we'll close.
Yes, Lord.
You are my Lord. Thank you, sir. Thank you, my friend. If you are still coming, thank you, dear sister. And you are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord today. My knees shall bow. My tongue will confess. My confess that Jesus Christ, you are my Lord. If you are coming here, you're already late. You must run now.
You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord.
If you must come, you need to run now. Unless they put his hand in your life, it will continue to scatter. Make him Lord. Thank you, my friend. God bless you right now. God bless you quickly. All my knees shall bow. My tongue must confess. Confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please lift up your two hands to God. Just say to him, I'm tired of playing double game. I surrender this heart to you. It is your hand that holds all things together. As long as I have not made you Lord, everything around my life has scattered. I surrender to you this afternoon. Please come into my life as my Lord. Forgive me. I know, you know, I'm not talking about one thing. It's because he's not Lord. That's why Satan is doing all he has done in your life. Because you've not made him your Lord. That's why you could yield your body for a useless man to misuse you. This afternoon you are saying, you must be the Lord. Thank you. All others that are raising their hands to pray, let's say the Lord, that you be my Lord. You be my Lord. As we start this convocation, we declare this convocation on the Lordship of Jesus. And the souls that are coming out here tonight, His Lordship will rule over your life. The power of sin, the power of the devil will be broken. Christ will step into your life in a new way. He can make you new. He will make you new. My friend, He will make you new. He will give you victory. The things you've not been able to do for many years, it shall happen from this moment in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I commend first our friends, brothers who have stepped out before you. They are realizing, why am I the last to make him the king? Why am I keeping him? What am I looking for? Lord, as they step out before you tonight, step into their lives. Do a deep work. Take the Lordship right now. Everywhere there is a riot, let there be peace. Everywhere there is unrest, turbulence in their spirit, turbulence in their lives. Things have not worked together. They have suffered disappointment because you have not been put in the right place. Lord, step into their lives now. Save them from the calamity. Deliver them from the power of sin. I ask you, Lord, reorganize their lives. Make them new, new from this afternoon. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, a new creation. Do a miracle for us concerning them. Change their story from now. Let this laborer's convocation be the beginning of a newness of a divine visitation. The kind that they will live to rejoice over for many, many years until you come in the name of Jesus. For several of us, Lord, who stood in this meeting, raising up our hands, saying, you are Lord. We declare that you will be the Lord over our lives. We have only started tonight to look at your personality. Please open our eyes. Take away the veil and cause us to see your glory. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Amen. Brothers, please stand up. Stand up quickly. Right. Look at this hand. I want you to see here. Let's go quickly to them in 2 minutes before we all close here. Let's move there. He's your Lord now. He will organize you. He will help you. He will sort you out. All your challenges will no longer be a challenge to him. He's able to do more than we can ask or imagine. Hallelujah.
For further inquiries on this and other messages, please contact Refuge Media at Trinity Methodist Shopping Arcade, No. 1 Constitution Road, P.O. Box 7332, Kaduna, Nigeria. Telephone 0703-456-8035, 0805-845-5719, email info@theplaceofrefuge.org, website www.theplaceofrefuge.org.